Is it working?
No. No, you gotta wait for that.
The waves are there.
There it is. Okay.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Hey, welcome to Sleepless in Cialis. I need to get that in before you start.
Wait.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Wait, I want to tell you something.
Oh, boy.
I want to tell you something.
This should be...
Ready?
Interesting. Yes. Go.
Woof, woof.
Oh.
Yeah. Warren. Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
You know, we had this neighbor...
Uh-huh.
I walk out early this morning, and I hear this lady sobbing. And she's a lovely lady, really nice lady. And turns out that something, like, got their dog. I'm thinking it was a bird because they found two, like, talon.
Like a hawk.
Marks.
Like
yeah,
a hawk.
Yeah, a hawk or an owl.
Right, right.
And it got it, started off with it, and I'm thinking probably dropped it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's,
Well, can we be truthful about the dog?
Let's talk about what you used to call the dog.
Kotex.
Yes.
Because it looked like a walking Kotex.
Yes, it was a pure white Shih Tzu.
Yes. Shih Tzu.
Yes. Yes.
S-H-I-T-Z-O-O.
Yes. Not our favorite dog.
No. Not a bad dog. Not a nice personality.
No, it had no personality. Zero.
It was a little bit on the feminine side. Docile.
It just had no personality whatsoever.
You ever have a girl like that before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Docile with no personality?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I married one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What the hell were you thinking?
I don't know. It was an escape from another one.
Ah, from the frying pan to the other.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, but the other one was such a shit show.
Uh-huh.
She was such a mess.
Uh-huh.
This one was just like, okay, well, she's stable. And apparently that was enough for me.
Oh, yeah. I know the feeling there, man.
But then you do, like you talk about, say, okay, hey, you want to go to a movie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which one? Whichever one you want to see.
Oh.
You want to go to a restaurant?
Was she Asian?
Where do you go? No.
No?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No.
No.
You're right. Yeah.
No, she was Caucasian.
Uh-huh.
From the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
And she's a very nice lady.
Did she like pork and beans?
No, I don't think she liked pork and beans, but she loved like meat on the grill.
That's very Midwestern with very ketchup. Midwestern.
Yes. Yeah.
Or A1 sauce.
Or the thing called a hot dish.
You
know hot dish, Minnesota?
Hot dish.
Hot dish?
Hot dish.
Hot dish. Hot dish. So I think in our world it's called a casserole.
Oh, yeah.
Anything, they make it in the back Midwest, and they put any, like, tater tots.
Uh-huh.
Or noodles.
Right.
Or rice. And it has to have some kind of cream of mushroom or chicken or something soup in it.
Wait a second.
I don't have
Wait. Less than 30 seconds ago, we're talking about a dead shih tzu, and now we're talking about casserole.
That's kind of us, though, isn't it? Isn't that what we do?
How does that work?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, man.
But I guess it makes all the sense to me because that's the way our brains work.
I guess it's a normal thought process.
Yes, it is. It is.
But you know what?
What?
I want to dive into our future.
Dive. I'm all in. Dive.
All right. I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
Yeah. We're kind of in a little conundrum here at Sleepless in Cialis. And I think we ought to be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
So we built a hell of an audience.
We did.
Yeah, big, in the thousands.
Yes.
In the tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Yes. Very popular. Yes. We began to get recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought for a second that we were crossing the line with certain subject matter.
Yes.
And so we became a little bit more conservative.
Yeah, we probably were crossing the line.
Yes.
But honestly, it's what we were thinking at the time. So whatever,
when we were crossing the line, I think the line that we were crossing is what everybody else is thinking, but everybody else is afraid to say, so they were listening to us because we said it.
So nonetheless, what do? We pull back.
Right. We become the Billy Graham of podcasting.
Yeah, and this ship becomes not us anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
But we honestly need some help from our faithful listeners.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. At Big Hands at Sleepless in Cialis.
Yeah.
Yeah, or our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
Sleepless in Cialis.
One word.
Sleepless in Cialis.
Yeah.
We need to know which direction to take the show in.
Yes. Yep. We need to know. Were we on the right path?
Apparently, according to the analytics, we were.
Yeah, we were. It was going crazy.
Yeah.
And then it died like a hot potato.
The more conservative we got, the less listeners we had.
Uh-huh.
But the more radical we were, then we got into the tens and thousands.
Yeah, I don't even think you call it radical. I think it's just honest.
dead honest.
Yeah, it's who we are.
And I think sometimes you can be too honest.
Uh-huh.
And that's not good.
Yeah. Maybe it is. Maybe we should be just blatantly, if we're thinking it, say it.
Well, fuck.
I don't know.
I don't like Shih Tzus.
I don't either. And I don't understand what the big fucking deal is.
Or docile women.
No. God, what? No. No, docile women. I agree with you completely. Why bother? Why
docile women in Shih Tzus?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. You know what?
There is a food chain. There is a food chain, and some animal was hungry and went after this little dog.
Right.
And I feel for the people who lost
it. It was a family member. It was a family member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the reality is it's an animal.
They're digging a hole in the backyard right now.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
That's why we're out front doing this podcast.
Yes, because we didn't want y'all have to hear that shit.
Yeah, because the shovel was like boom, boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually her digging the hole.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think he's too traumatized.
Yeah, he's way too distraught.
Yes.
Yep. But you know what? Speaking of distraught, I've got to pee.
No, you're not. We're just going to keep going.
No, I got to urinate.
We're just going to keep going.
I've got to urinate.
That's...
We have a new sponsor.
Okay, here's the deal. I got emails.
Okay.
And thousands of people said, if you don't quit interrupting the show to go pee... Wow.
Ah, there we go. Wow. And that's your phone.
I think it's time to pee.
It's time to pee, everybody. Hey, we'll be right back. Here's a word from our sponsor. Oh, shit. How do you turn this fucking thing off? No, seriously.
I think your phone died.
No, there it goes. Okay. There it goes. Oh, shit. Fucking Shih Tzus.
Good evening. We are very proud to sponsor Sleepless in Cialis. I am Ebenezer, and joining me is
Francis.
And we thank you for being here in those dark, solemn times. When you have lost your dear family member, we are here for you at Fly Away Crematorium.
Yes, whether your pet is accidentally shot or whether your pet is accidentally crushed on I-10 during rush hour, we are here to care and love for you.
That's right. And no matter what shape the remains are, we will either cremate them for you or we will stuff them and we will have them available for you so you can sleep with them still. You can pet them.
I love the feeling of being stuffed. Wait, focus.
Yeah, okay, focus. But you can take them out with you in the morning to have your morning cup of coffee. They can still pretend to do their business.
Absolutely. Yeah. So here at Flyaway Crematorium, we are proud sponsors of Sleepless in Cialis.
What's a crematorium?
I don't fucking know.
It's a crematorium.
It's a fucking... This is for a fake sponsorship. Sake,
but at least do it right. For
well, they don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Come on.
Jeez. Is it on?
I think so. I'm still...
No, it's good.
I still feel a little, like, verklempt from listening to...
Emotional.
Our sponsor.
Distraught.
Yeah.
You know, those folks at Fly Away Crematorium... are just, you know, Francis and Eidelberg are just some of the greatest people that I've ever met.
Who's Eidelberg?
That other guy that was in
Ebenezer. Just get somebody's name
right. The guy weighed like 350 pounds, man.
But does this mean he doesn't deserve a name now?
And why do they drive that fucking station wagon?
Because they have to, it's a hearse.
It's a station wagon. It says Ford LTD on it.
But it's for... pets, so they're not quite as big as humans, so they need a hearse, but they need something that they can load them in the back of
easily. So that explains the bullhorns on the hood.
Oh, Warren. What? Just have show some compassion. For what? Once in your fucking life, show
they
some compassion.
They drive animals around that have expired.
And they have the horns came from one of the animals that expired.
Okay, then explain the shovels and the brooms on top of the roof of the station.
Well, I think they have a landscaping business on the side.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would explain the wagon filled with trimmings behind the station wagon.
I think it explains Ebenezer's fingernails.
Oh, have you ever seen those things?
They're disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I look at fingernails like that, and the first thing that pops into my head is swamp ass.
The first thing in my pot is like, oh my God, you have to, like, work hard.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. poor bastard.
Yeah, but what does he use to wipe his backside?
I gotta talk about something.
What?
I gotta talk about
what?
Something.
Tell me.
There's this new band. I guess they're not that new, but they're pretty new.
Uh-huh.
It's called Greta Van Fleet.
Van Fleet.
You know what? These kids are good. And it just, as an old musician...
Black Smoke Rising.
Yeah, I used to like them. I used to like them until you did that.
What?
You ruined the song for me.
Do you remember when they were on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they're stellar. Yeah, the outfits are odd.
Outfits are odd, but I think
really
that...
Really, it's just a singer.
Yeah, but that might be a little bit more in tune with...
The hippie thing.
The hippie thing. But check this out. This is a trip, man. Mm-hmm. They actually play instruments.
You know, that's what just makes me so happy because I have to add, like I was saying, as a musician, it's you worry about kids because you hear more and more digital music.
Right.
And like music with bands and people who just play instruments, it seems to be a dying art.
Like, let's take Justin Fever, whatever his name is. Why the fuck would he name himself Beaver?
Bieber.
It's Beaver.
No. Two B's.
Bieber.
Oh, Warren.
Do you think he can play any instruments?
I think he can. He's a pretty talented kid.
Yeah?
Well, he's not a kid anymore.
No. What about Britney Spears?
I don't think she can do anything.
No.
She doesn't sing well.
Do you ever see that picture of her when she was getting out of the car and she flashed her Beaver?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
I'm sure that was unintentional. Sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That wouldn't have been for publicity, that's trimmed and ready to go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, she spent more time trimming that than doing her own hair.
You don't think she's always trimmed and ready to go?
No, she's gotten a little heavy.
Oh, has she really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong there.
I think she's in menopause.
Well, that could be, but I don't think she's heavy.
How old is a woman when they go into menopause?
I think it can be start mid-40s, maybe.
Okay, so she's 39. She's there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I missed something there, folks.
But, okay, Greta Van Fleet.
So here's these guys, and they're doing great music.
Uh-huh.
They're very talented, the whole bunch of them. And it's not just like one guy who's good and he's carrying the rest of them.
Right.
Or they went and hired some man. I guess these guys have been together for years, and they're only like 20-something.
You know who I was impressed with in Greta Van Fleet?
Who?
Was the drummer.
Yeah, he's good. He's the only one who's not a brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Incest is best. Yeah. So the drummer was, he seemed to be having a very specific job in the band. And he wasn't there as a narcissistic approach to drumming. You know how some drummers can be very narcissistic?
Yes.
But that guy was there to do a job, man.
Uh-huh. And as a drummer, that's our job, is to support the music.
Uh-huh.
To drive it and to be the foundation for the music. That's our job.
And that guy
nailed it. Yep.
Yeah, I think that was killer.
You know, there's a thing, Ringo Starr.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I've told you this before.
Uh-uh.
But people kind of bag on Ringo Starr. He wasn't flashy or anything like that. Didn't have great chops. But...
Did he start a children's program?
I don't know.
No, Thomas the Train.
That was Ringo Starr?
I thought so.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You have kids at home. I don't.
Choo-choo!
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So...
Oh, that's like gang rape.
What is like gang rape?
Choo-choo!
What does choo-choo have to do with gang
rape? A train!
Oh, Warren.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So Ringo Starr, so if you pull back his, so they have a thing called a metronome and a click track.
Uh-huh.
So now everybody plays separately. So you have the drummer plays and then the guitar plays and then the bass player will play all at separate times to record.
Right.
And they have a click track, so it's a little click to make sure they stay on time during the song.
Right.
So, back then they didn't have it when the Beatles were recording.
Uh-huh.
But you can go back and you can take a click track and put it to their music.
Uh-huh.
And his timing is perfect.
So, he's very technical, very technical player.
It's not technical. That's feel.
Uh-huh.
So, he is like a human metronome because the timing is... And nobody does that.
So, that explains...
You slow down a little bit. You speed up a little bit. That's people.
So, that explains the association with trains.
Oh, do tell. I gotta know what you're thinking. Because
the train goes choo 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 choo.
So what else you want to talk about, Warren?
I want to talk about rock stars' penises.
Wow.
No, like no,
who?
Hear me
who
out.
Are you thinking
hear
about?
Me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Mm-hmm. So we have Freddie Mercury.
Uh-huh.
We have Mick Jagger.
Mm-hmm.
We have Vince Neil.
Mm-hmm.
We could throw Ozzy in there too.
Uh-huh.
And they all wore spandex.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it appeared from a distance that they were rather well endowed and they didn't mind like hiding it.
Huh.
All right, next subject.
Maybe that's all rock musicians.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's all rock musicians.
I don't think so.
I used to be a rock musician.
Huh.
So I think it's all rock musicians.
No, wait. It's
just
all
let me run with this in my head. And
it's lead singers.
It helps me sleep at night.
You were a drummer.
Vince Neil didn't have the package. It was Tommy Lee that had the package. And he was a drummer for Motley Crue.
No, you never saw him stand up.
He didn't have to stand up.
All right. So you had the chance to play with Motley Crue.
Yes.
At the Whiskey Go-Go.
At the Whiskey. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And this was what year?
Oh, my gosh. 1983?
83. Okay. So, what was it like when you walked into the dressing room?
Frightening. I was a kid. I wasn't even 18 yet.
Okay.
And I walked into the not the dressing room. There's like just a backstage area.
Uh-huh.
And there were things going on that I wasn't ready to see. I'm still not ready to see.
Give me an example.
I'm not gonna.
Okay. You're a woman urinating across the room.
But yeah, but she wasn't urinating. She was having a female orgasm.
Whoa! That's what they call squirting.
Yes.
Yeah. That's oh, man. And who was giving her the big O?
Huh? That somebody I didn't know. It must have been like one of the roadies or something like that, because I didn't know who that was.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but he was going down on her, and this happened.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Hell, mate.
It was so funny, but other guys in the room that were just kind of sitting in the way of this were just like, oh, cool. And they just, like, soaked it in. I'm like, I don't know about that.
That would be a little awkward, man. Yes. I would feel slightly uncomfortable.
But there were things happening. There were gay things happening. There were
no.
Yes, and it was just drugs everywhere.
No, wait. Were any of the band members like involved in the gay stuff?
I don't know.
No, you're being no. You're trying to hide. Yeah. You're trying to hide the info here, man.
No.
Yeah. So let's drop the bomb on Sleepless in Seattle.
I just saw some things happening, and I left because it was too much for my.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that this was a drug fueled environment.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So Motley Crue was that the rowdiest group you ever...
By far.
That you ever got?
By far.
Yeah? Yep. Who was the most conservative that you ever came and played with?
Ray Charles.
No!
Yes.
Yeah? At the U-Haul house.
But he was old at that time and...
Is he still around?
Yes. No, he died. Didn't he die? Ray
All
Charles?
Right. If anybody out there knows if Ray Charles is still with us, Craig's pulling out his iPad here. Because at our age in the mid-50s, we have to keep iPads close at hand to check.
Right.
Okay. So
we do that all day long. We do that.
Go to Wikipedia.
It starts with, died 2004.
I told you. I knew that. Yeah. I nailed it. Yeah.
He did nail it. Like a train. Choo choo.
Yep. Ringo Starr. Nailed it.
Yes.
Yeah. If you could go back and play with any band again, that you didn't have a chance to play with.
Oh, that I didn't get to play with.
That you didn't get to play with because you played with a lot of different bands.
Uh-huh.
Right? Who would that have been?
I think Tower of Power.
What?
Yep. I love those guys. Yeah. Fun music. It's like funk. It's like super technical funk. Just for me to play?
Shout it all out.
It's let it all out.
Let it all out.
Really, you think those would be the guys I would play with? What was that band?
I don't fucking know. I thought it was
Tears for Fears.
They were awesome. What about Simply Red?
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was one guy.
No, the whole band was Simply Red. He has his own name.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Irish gentleman.
So, Power of Towers would be the group.
Tower of Power.
What songs did they have?
None that you would know. There's one called Squib Cakes.
Squib Cakes.
Yeah. It was fun. It was all these horns. Like, if you listen to any major horn players now, like there's some jazz guys like Richard Elliott, there's Boney James, all the guys from Earth, Wind, and Fire. All these guys used to play with Tower of Power because it's like you learn so much. During that time they're very technical. David Garibaldi was their drummer.
So are they the guys that are like out front? Of leading the path of creativity?
No, they're so far gone.
Okay.
They're down. I mean, it's like a charity thing now.
What about playing for somebody like Steely Dan or Dan Fogelberg?
Dan Fogelberg?
Yes.
What is Dan Fogelberg?
The lead singer for Steely Dan.
No, that's not his name.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
What is it?
I don't know. let me look it up.
It's Dan Fogelberg.
It's not Dan Fogelberg.
Fogarty?
Maybe.
No. Who knows the name of the lead singer of Steely Dan?
Google does.
Okay, Google. Go to Wikipedia.
Okay, I'm going to Wikipedia. Wickle?
Was
it Wikipedia?
Wikipedia.
Fagan.
Mm-hmm.
Don Fagan.
That's right. Just like I said, Dan Fagan.
Yes, Don Fogelberg. I think he wrote that song, like Time in the Bottle. No, that was Jim Croce.
No, he had like they had a big hit. And Steely Dan.
Dan Fogelberg?
You know who I got to wait on?
Who?
The Doobie Brothers.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah, they were so chill.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were just like chilling and hanging out.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they just wanted a little food and didn't want to be bothered at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're people, man.
Yeah, they're very talented.
A huge talent.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're still playing today.
Water, keep on rolling. Mississippi Moon. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Mississippi Moon, keep on shining on me.
Keep on shining on your light.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
we pretty much sound exactly like them.
Well, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so if it wasn't Tower of Power,
Okay,
who would it be that you want to play with, or wanted to play with, or could play with if you had the chance, that is mainstream?
Mainstream.
That we know the name of, that we would recognize.
You know who I really wanted to play with when I was a youngster?
Who?
Kiss.
Oh!
In a bad way.
Let me see your tongue. Let me see your tongue.
No.
Huh?
You're checking for disease, aren't you?
No, I'm
not showing you my...
That thing's got cunnilingus written all over it.
I know you've got something.
Yeah, that's fellatio to the bone right there. Yeah. Okay, Kiss.
Uh-huh.
You want to be the drummer for Kiss.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they sucked.
They didn't suck? What the fuck? What the with
did
you?
They have any good songs?
Oh my god, they had like 147 great songs.
I want to rock all night, rock all night. That was their number one. That
no,
was their...
party. I want to rock all night and party every day. That was the song.
Yeah, I want to party all day, and that was the only song.
That wasn't. They had tons. Christine 16, Love Gun.
Mm.
You remember that song?
Yeah. Okay, it's coming back to me now.
That one, Beth.
Did you ever get into any of the tech bands? Like Devo?
No, not my thing. I played a lot in various bands when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
Some of their songs. Whip It, I think, was the only one, actually. I shouldn't say some of them.
But you didn't, like, play with Devo?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, you might not have come back.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah. Yeah. That might have taken you on a different course in life.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Hey, you know what? We got to wrap up this episode.
We do, yes.
Yeah. Good talking to you, Craig.
Good talking to you, Warren.
Yeah, I think we're doing okay, but I'm fucking... How do you turn this shit off, man?
Just tell the engineer to turn it off.
What fucking engineer, man?
Well, we're supposed to have one.
We had to fire Horatio because we couldn't pay him.
Oh, did we fire him?
Well, he just hasn't come back yet.
I thought he was just taking a little sabbatical, is what I understood.
Well, I don't think it was a voluntary sabbatical.
Oh, no.
As in, we lost our sponsorship, so we couldn't pay you.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Sleepless in Cialis.
Have a nice evening.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.